Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hours before a legal deadline for the release of all documents related to U.S. President John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963, President Trump has ordered that hundreds of the files will remain secret, at least temporarily. A day after tweeting that the long-anticipated release of the JFK file documents, Mr. Trump wrote that he had no choice but to accept redactions recommended by some government departments in the interest of national security. Much of the scholarly interest in the assassination papers focuses on files concerning Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald. The assassination happened in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963, as we hear in this Dallas radio report from that day.
The President of the United States is dead. I have just talked to Father Oscar Hubert of the Holy Trinity Catholic Church. He and another priest tell me that the pair of men have just administered the last rites of the Catholic Church to President Kennedy. President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The president is dead.
Controversy and conspiracy theories sprung up within days after the assassination. Less than a week after Mr. Kennedy's death, President Lyndon B. Johnson appointed Supreme Court Chief Justice Earl Warren to conduct an independent inquiry. International investigative panel has determined the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was responsible for a deadly sarin gas attack on April the 4th. The attack on a rebel-held town killed and sickened scores of civilians and led to the U.S. airstrike 3 days later on a Syrian military base. This is VOA News. U.S.